share a little bit. Richard is going to the airport in about 20 minutes. So we had a really wonderful time together here. He arrived in India on early morning, 6th of March, while we were in Nepal. I was with Tom in Nepal, and of course visited other places too. And then we returned home on 7th of March. Tom and Lorian returned home on early 10th morning. They completed the wonderful visit of Fellowship and Believers here in Nepal. From 11th of March to 19th of March, we drove. We means Richard, Sambi, Nitish, who helped in translation. Sambi also helped in translation. And three leaders who live in Delhi, Gyan Singh, Bhagwan Singh, Bhima. So seven of us traveled in two cars to Mathura, about 2.5 to 3 hours drive from here, south, near Agra, about hour away from Agra, Taj Mahal, that's the location. Had really another awesome time, because there are so many overseers there. We were visiting there after 2 years or about 3 years later. And these various overseers, like each day, so 12th, one overseer's place, 13th, another overseer's. Everyone has different fields. 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. So those 8 days, we visited different places. In the state of Rajasthan, it's border to Uttar Pradesh, and Mathura is not far away from the border of Rajasthan. The other places are like in Uttar Pradesh. So these overseers, during the year, time to time, would bring their leaders to visit my home in Gurgaon. So in that way, we were in touch in that sense. Very few phone calls. And WhatsApp, we had connection. And sometimes I was inspired to send some audio testimonies and teachings. So in this 2 years, 3 years period, they have multiplied. God added much. So the doctrine is very important. Doctrine, the logos, logic, mental direction, because the word from God gives us the faith, the mental direction. When we speak the right words, like the word from God, right words, then right fruit is produced. The world words, they take us to the wrong side, wrong expectation, and unhappy life. But from God is, everything is wonderful. Wisdom of God is easy to be entreated and peaceful and all good. So these individuals have turned to the living God, and also right doctrine we encouraged, to be led by God, reconciled to God, and reconcile all those people that God adds to their body. And so that God can direct. Because when God directs, which is now totally available through Jesus Christ, what he has done, that each one has access directly to God, and God has access directly to that person. Now, both ways. So when we give the knowledge of God, all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of God, that knowledge of God is not really having the scripture knowledge, like memorizing this kind of way. Since we have the Spirit of God, now the knowledge of God that comes from the source and the fountain of the living water. So he's the fountain of living waters. So just educate these ready people. Ready people also needs to have the right doctrine. Like on the day of Pentecost, about 3,000 souls were added to the church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The doctrine. It wasn't like apostles decided to write points. Okay, apostles' doctrine number one point, number two point, third point, fourth point, fifth point, and then made a booklet and passed on to these 3,000 souls. But the doctrine was so simple that they could see, these people were able to see, like repent and you shall lambano, the gift of Holy Spirit. Lambano, manifest, use the Spirit of God. And they were walking by the Spirit. They were led by the Spirit. So God was able to enlighten, show each one. As long as we direct them and show them that now you get the wisdom and knowledge from God, directly from God. Encouragement, that you get it from God, not get it from me or leaders, but go now directly and get it directly from God. So these people are doing. When I went there, I saw what God has been doing. It is God's work. God has been doing. It was not man's work, my work, but it was God. Wonderful works and testimonies, praise. They were praising God and so happy, lives changed from darkness to light. And it keeps going. God keeps multiplying them, keeps giving them vision, direction. Where there's no vision, men wander aimlessly, and God gives the vision, direction. So they're really very happy, looking forward for more. So different words. We were sometimes in village. The whole village is so happy, prospering. From that village, then to the other villages and another village and another city, another town, like it's just moving. I went there to just was blessed, you know, really blessed. And thank God how he's doing the wonderful works and enjoy the benefits. So, and then we returned home on 19th. And I came to know that the trip which was planned from 21st to 24th was canceled because the meeting places, they were instructed to close down. So there was no use for us to visit first to Kanpur. But hotel there said that it's open. And then also after that, from 26th at Hardwani, about 6 hours drive from Delhi, or 6 hours train journey from Delhi, near the mountain, but different parts of the mountain, from Rishikesh, from Gulab Singh's area, it's about 8 hours or so drive in eastern direction. So that was also closed, canceled, because the meeting hall was closed. And after that, we were planning to visit mountain resort up the mountain. That was our plan. So we booked 3 nights at this very nice hotel to just enjoy and to be back on 1st of April, check out first. Mother, Priya, Nozomi and Sambi would drive back, and Richard, me and Beatrice would take a train. So for us, 1st of April, we were to stay at this another hotel at, not on the mountain, but come down from the mountain at the plane, just touching place to the mountain. So various cancellations to be done, needed to be done, like maybe $1,800 or $2,000 worth of cancellations. So Priya just took this wonderful blessing to do this, communicating with the website through which we booked these hotels. And we booked non-refundable kind of booking. Priya was inspired to do that. Thanks to God, I could relax. And okay, another thing was, so 11th to 19th was like every day was kind of busy. Morning to evening, evening time also, some leaders will be with us. One way, it was so nice that this other trips got canceled, because my trip was happening from 20th of February. Began with flying to West Bengal and up to 27th, various fellowships, meetings, and then on 27th, flight to Kathmandu, 27th to March 7th, return home March 7th from Nepal, and then 11th to 19th. So in a way, like I thought, oh, this is good. It is good. And also got to know that in spite of odds, Priya is getting total refund one after another. So it was very easy, smooth, no need for just have tension, worry. It is really true what God, he says, that I am with you, so you don't need to worry about anything. You don't need to, because all's taken care. So just give it to God and he will do the orchestrating everything and make it happen. So it's all done also. So this was a really wonderful thing. And we have different words, different focus. Set your mind on things above in the heavenly location where we are. We dwell, we are. Our accommodation, citizenship is of heaven, and it has a different words, different rules, different perspectives. Our wonderful Father, the creator of heavens and earth, he gives us that perspective. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, always encouraging the believers then, about 2,000 years ago, he was speaking and with the inspiration that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he may give you the spiritual wisdom. It means he shall absolutely give, but it's up to you to receive or not. But if we want the benefit and we are willing to receive, then it keeps coming. The spiritual wisdom and revelation. God will reveal his knowledge so that the eyes of our understanding is being enlightened, so we can have light turned on, so we can see. We now see what it is, what is the real thing. So God is the one who will do and who continues to do. So our direction eyes are to be towards God, on God, at the right hand of God, and they eat every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. He's giving to us this fresh things every time. So this is the reality for us. This happy place, happy, blessed place, this is the day that Jehovah has made. This is the day that specially Jehovah has made for you. And when Jehovah God, oh wonderful Father, makes a day for you, He wouldn't make anything stupid, bad. Like He created everything and said, it is very good. he says, it is very good. So this is the day that Jehovah has made. So it is very good. So you joy and rejoice in it. So that's our expectation. See, this is right doctrine, right perspective. So we speak that, speak forth, expect that. And that it is done for me. Thank you. Nothing less than that. So then this comes out, comes into in front of our life. So God has given to us wonderful words for us to speak every moment, every time. And we don't have to eat from the world, their words, their perspectives. We don't want. That's not beneficial. That's bad, you know. Whatever they may say, this is logical, whatever it is, this is real. It's not for me, not for us. So we keep going forth with our wonderful Father, who is loading us with benefits, daily with benefits. And He teaches us, enlightens us. So we're now looking forward for another great, wonderful moments and days ahead. This wonderful year, 2020, the greatest year in the whole creation. This is the greatest year in the whole creation. Like, this is the best time, best year, and the most prosperous year for us. For us, this is the manifestation. This is the year to bring out the wealth that He has blessed us with. He has made us rich, wealthy. And we continue to enjoy, rejoice and enjoy. And Father is working in us. We don't have to know, like, oh, is this Father working in me or not? We don't have to even think about that. He said He is working, so okay. And we move forward. And you're going to evidence much fruit. And the world will be shaken. People will be saved through you. Millions will come through you. Millions. This is God's truth. Millions will come through you. You have that connection and you're using this connection. So you have the words of God, word from God. This will deliver people that God has ready for you, ready to bring for your path, and the word will come out from you. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from the destruction, and there are ready people out there, plenty. This is God's work, His responsibility to bring to your path and to face to face. Our thing to do is like Peter and John, that particular day, walking to the temple, and this one out of maybe 1,000 guys who's begging for alms, but somehow this one out of that stood out, and this inspiration, oh, you may be asking for money, but I got better thing for you. Such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. That God's moment, and He's going to add that particular day about 5,000 souls. So this is what is waiting for you, each one of us. you are mighty sons and daughters of God. Really, you are no less than the Messiah, joint heir, and the works that he did, you can do also and greater. So you are that kind of person. Whether we understand, don't understand, that's the truth. And God will give you understanding in all things. So that's what I want to share right now. And Richard's going to go to the airport. So I'll just end here.